إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, now a series on sugar. We mentioned the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is the method by which we can convert every action of our lives into an action of ibadah. I want to mention one more ni'mah of the Sunnah, for which we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every instant of our lives. And that is, any person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always and every time there is obviously a thought in our minds. Though we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything we do and nothing happens without His knowledge, but the question always is, you know, does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala care? Because Allah does not need our worship. So I am trying to get close to Allah. I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala care about me? What is the guarantee that Allah cares about me? And this is the issue that I want to mention and remind myself and you, that thanks to the Sunnah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned this. And Allah said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُرُ رَحِيمٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say to those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make my ittiba. Follow me, follow my sunnah. And ittiba, as I've explained before, the difference between ittiba and ita'at, ittiba is an expression of love. An expression of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because of which a person follows everything that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do, whether or not he specifically ordered the companions to do it. Irrespective of that, whether he ordered, if he ordered them to do something, obviously it is a hukum which must be obeyed. But even things which he didn't order, but which he did, maybe his personal preference, he never told someone to do it, yet the one who loves Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tries to follow every single one of those, not because he has been ordered, but because he loves Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the reward for this love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the following of his sunnah, ittiba of his sunnah, the reward of this is yuhibbukum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allaha fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُرُ رَحِيمٌ. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you, obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is of forgiving and most forgiving. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the ease of this deen. How easy a religion is this? And the strange thing is that even though human beings like to have easy things, every religion that they have invented is more difficult than Islam. You think of what has to be done if you go to into any other religion. Everything else, you know, apart from, of course, the total state of atheism and chaos and a total state of anarchy. If you go into any religion, every other religion is more difficult than Islam. If you look at the rituals and so on and so forth, what has to be done and all the highly complex and complicated theologies, they all of them are much more difficult than Islam. Whereas Islam is such an easy religion, such an easy thing, and because this is one of the, according to me at least, it is one of the signs that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah does not create difficulties for us. Allah does not make things difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes things easy. And that is why Islam is so easy. It is so easy to practice in every single aspect of our lives. And it brings, with the practice, it brings good in this life and in the next life. For example, if you look at any other forms of worship and so on and so forth, you might say, well, you know, if somebody is doing something here, it's something which is very difficult and so on. Obviously, according to, as far as our belief is concerned, Islam is concerned, that action of theirs does not give them good in the dunya or akhirah. But because they have no concept of the akhirah anyway. But the point is that even in the dunya, that action of theirs is difficult and so, you know, cumbersome to do and so on. Whereas in Islam, just take the salah for example. I mean, how much easier can it get? If it is cold, you use warm water and you make wudu, and you come to a nice masjid which is nice and warm. If it is hot, and you come to a nice masjid which is which is air conditioned, nice and cool. So the point is that, you know, things are, everything is very convenient and is done in such a way that alhamdulillah the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes so easy. And then in the rest of our lives, every aspect of our lives, whether we are eating or sleeping or walking or doing our business or whatever it is, because of thanks to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every one of the actions, every one of those actions becomes ibadah. And it's an action of worship. Now, how much should we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? And as I said today, the reminder of this is that not only does it become an action of worship, but following of the sunnah makes us among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Allah will love. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those He loves. We ask Allah to make us among His awliya. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us alive as His awliya and for us to die as His awliya. That He loves us. We love Allah, of course. And may Allah fill our hearts with His love and express this love through our actions. But we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to love us and to make us among those and to list us among those who He loves. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves somebody, then the love of the world for that person is assured. And that's what we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should love us and He should forgive us and He should enter us into His Jannah, which only He can do and nobody else can do, because only He owns His Jannah. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.